Why Spiritual Satanism is the Best Religion in the World by High Priest Hooded Cobra. Spiritual Satanism is the true religion. No matter from where you see this matter, you can see it easily, especially if you look. Spiritual Satanism tells the truth on the afterlife, no bullshit added. There is no need for lying, as by definition, becoming a Satanist implies one has already broken their comfort zone by a long shot. We say the truth on karma and how it plays out, same as endless other spiritual concepts. Satanism does not need to fool anyone into believing this or that, and people can see why this is the case and isn't by trying on their own. People who do the meditation see most of these things for themselves. We don't tell anyone what to see in that sense. We just teach people to see by practices that anyway are inconceivably ancient and accepted to work by all pre-Christian and pre-Muslim civilizations. Truth in Satanism is a self-seeking and also group-seeking inquiry. We don't even need a Bible or something because, well, spiritual Satanism is rooted in nature. Satanism, as the enemy admits, is everywhere around us, be it in the physical and obvious level or the higher and unmanifested levels, which we call the astral. Satanism is everywhere. From a beating heart to the first breath of an infant, all the spiritual satanic values are there. Let's assume for a moment that someone is a purely physical person that does not care for spirituality. Even them, they benefit from spiritual Satanism because we teach a sane morality. You do not need to do reckless evil, you become a civilizer, and you keep your sights on becoming better. These are the people that Satan and the gods like. Go after freedom and fight those who seek to enslave you. But at the same time, don't be a stupid revolutionary as if revolution is your day-to-day job. Use judgment, common sense, and logic. Of all the religions in the world, spiritual Satanism tells people, aside from any fancy reason or any boogeyman, to people to finally use common sense. Therefore, we have nothing to divide with science at all. We cherish on the betterment of our existence and life on it, except of two small minor things. The ridiculing of the spiritual notion of man, except of Jewish crap about its non-existence when the rape practices spirituality en masse. In spiritual Satanism, you don't live for any afterlife, even if you know about it. You do not wait to die, seeking a better tomorrow. You strive to advance today. You really start understanding the universal understanding that some people named God as a stupid idea to confuse people that they were destined to be cattle, same as some laws such as karma and what's behind them. Therefore, you are free and you are master of your own behavior. Spiritual Satanism is both materialism and idealism. Most religions are pretending to be one or the other, while as everyone can see, materialism always reigns. Spiritual Satanism does not need to pretend anything, as simply both natures are accepted, and materialism is not excluded from spirituality. On our behalf, everything is balanced and nice. Spiritual Satanism also teaches order, but the necessity to revolt against slavers such as the enemy who seek to destroy humanity for no absolute reason whatsoever. Satanism is a merciful religion to every person seeking to advance, and is against misplaced mercy and fake tolerance that helps nobody. In Satanism, everyone must advance and wage their battle. If Satanism was to rule the world one day, it would be just the truth dismantling the lies. Spiritual Satanists seek the highest idealism for the future of their race and humanity, but we also practical and realistic about what is going in existence today. In spiritual Satanism, no person is left behind unless by their own admission leave themselves behind and corrupt themselves in a loop of eternal self-destruction. We carry people out of fire, but we do not take bullets for them. We do not have any slave mentality. For order to exist, there is no need for slave mentality, as simply logic and looking at things really creates an order. Spiritual Satanism is also a peaceful religion. However, if we are threatened and attacked, we will become spiritually brutal, and we will pay our enemies with the same currency. We do not seek the destruction of any Gentile, no matter their beliefs, unless, of course, they are seeking our destruction. We see at people who are Christians and other misguided people who have been brainwashed as rather sick unless they attack us outright. We know races to exist because, well, they do. We like to see reality as it is. Being a Satanist, one always has the occult and mental powers and the support needed to go on. No matter how low someone has sunk, there is always a choice and some adherence away to become a better being. We know there are ways to eternal life, but we also see that it's in our life here that we must fight. Our views of eternal life don't make us life-hating, they make us life-loving. We realize life as the greatest gift and we seek to protect and raise it to higher levels of existence. Our so-called anti-Semitism is not situational, and we did not wake up one day and decide to become anti-Semitic to uselessly rebel. We know of the hidden agenda that is no longer hidden anymore, because its carriers don't even hide it anymore. It's a defense against specific groups who have tried to destroy people who, like us, under the massive label of Satanism, have tried to advance civilization. Since their attacks have been unceasing and repeated, we are left with no other choice, and history has now been written anyway, many times in blood of many innocent Gentiles. Due to all of our values and devotion for life, we have had to do something. In spiritual Satanism, we have morals, but not slave morals, which promote injustice, misery, and pain. We have thousands of years of evidence. In spiritual Satanism, we take natural determinism seriously, but we also take our views seriously, which tell us that everyone should be able to prove themselves and have the means to advance and become better. We do not judge solely by any birth, and every spiritual Satanist has all the means at their disposal to go anywhere they want and can with their existence. For the impossible, we devise possibilities. We believe that humanity is made to be something higher, which, as we call it today, we call it gods. We Satanists do respect nature, the laws presented to us by nature, and we believe all advancement should be done in harmony with nature and not otherwise. We believe humanity has only as much potential as it decides it has and puts itself to achieve. Lastly, in spiritual Satanism, we do not teach people stupid values like anarchy or being constantly inconsistent and fruitless ego wars and with other people. We know such values do not promote well-being or civilization, but we are ready to defy values that may be damning to civilization. We teach people to fight if necessary. We would throw ourselves to fire for freedom and for individuality, but a spiritual Satanist knows how to create a phalanx with his brothers and sisters when the time requires. We value brotherhood with order and sometimes a family character to it, but never to the expense of ego. And why all of this? Because we have met him who is called Satan. God is not our slave. Our God is our God, and so many more things than God. because today this world is empty and means a lot of Abrahamic nonsense. Why do we respect Satan? Simply because he is magnificent, he is known to us, he is the eternal, and the eternal can manifest itself. Because there is no reason why not. We consider humanity worthy. God, or any being of innumerable capability, should and is able to do this as well, to relate to people in development. We do not teach God is hate or love. Our gods are real beings, and like us, only infinite times more advanced, have ways which we have to understand. Our gods are not hiding to those who have the eyes to see and ears to listen. Satan does not claim the position of God, let alone any Jewish god. They, on the other hand, claim his position, with destructive aftermath for them. Satan has had his eternal throne in all ancient civilizations. Satan's power is, has been, and will forever be higher and inconceivable compared to God. Satan also is the only one who leads to the universal consciousness that many people call God, but in the East is called Atman, the state of supreme consciousness of creation, or simply God, called Samadhi, and reached by Satan's divine name, Sa-ta-na-ma. We are blessed to understand that the universe on its own does not hate anyone, let alone favor anyone, all of which we know to be Abrahamic lies. The universe is nature, and nature rewards or damns, depending on our choices. Some people, to mystify this term, they call it karma, or even worse, in the Jewish conspiracy, they pretend this universe is a Jew that hates all non-Jews. So much of their disturbing lies. As we understand him, we call him God, but he is so much more. He is revealed to anyone, but also the ultimate, greatest, most beautiful, and the most magnificent mystery in creation. There are no words to describe him, but we try. Spiritual Satanism is the eternal way from which we follow into the absolute. Spiritual Satanism is the now, the past, and the forever. Spiritual Satanism is the gateway to the eternal truth of the cosmos, our father Satan Lucifer, the god of light, splendor, and everlasting strength. Spiritual Satanism is truth, meaning, life, and perfection. All this is Satan and infinitely more. We are approaching him and understanding him, that which many like to call God, but we know how to call as Satan, whose name is Eternal Truth. To us he is real, existing, and visible to those who want to see him. We also make sure to display what is best of our God, and people who use the gods in the same way as enemy dogmas do. We abolish their rights, them, and we drive them away. This is because, unlike Christians, we know our gods are real, our gods are existing, and lastly, our gods too deliver justice. We worship truth, approached and grasped closely by spirituality, which in any way enlivens and makes beings better, stronger, but also more peaceful, because it makes humans raise in consciousness and become more intelligent. Hail Satan!